A blue sky sits over the skyline of Chicago. Hallmark Media presents. A subway moves along a track. Title, Sisterhood, Inc. In a brownstone apartment, a woman rides on a stationary bike. She has shoulder-length hair and a half ponytail. Outside, a woman searches through a purse.
Keys.
A Mar Vista Entertainment production.
A reporter from Fortune Magazine will be here at 9. Your lunch is confirmed, and it's Randall Cole's birthday. Any genius gift ideas?
Let me think. He is the chairman of my board, so...
The woman from the stationary bike is now on a video call.
My floor seats.
Dude. The other woman steps onto the front porch of a house. She opens a screen door, then knocks on the door behind it.
Housemates, is anybody up? I lost my keys at the club.
She looks through her purse again. The other woman exits her brownstone. She wears a blue peacoat and carries a black leather bag over her shoulder. She opens the door of a silver car and gets in the driver's seat. The other woman exits a pizza shop. She's followed by a man.
No more parking tickets. The fines, they're going to affect your credit score.
Yeah, I got it.
He carries several pizza boxes and places them into a red car. She gets in the driver's seat.
And no sampling the merchandise. I'm not kidding.
All right, Frank.
Frank shuts the passenger door. The woman opens the top pizza box and rips a piece of pepperoni off and eats it. She turns the key in the ignition, then shuts the driver's door.
Morning.
The other woman opens clear doors to an office.
Hello. Love it, love it. Lose it. Never admit you had it.
She removes her coat.
Reporter's ready right over there. Down the hatch.
She puts on a brown leather coat and downs an espresso. She hands it to an assistant and walks off. The other woman leaves the car double parked in front of another and carries a pizza box up the front porch of a house. She opens the box and eats a slice.
Frank was fired. I'm fresh.
She carefully kneels and puts the box on the porch.
Enjoy.
At the office.
Good. Looks like you're already set up with some kombucha. Curtis's mom, who makes it?
Everyone loves Beverly's Booch.
Curtis is her assistant.
Shall we?
She leads the reporter and Curtis out of the break room. The pizza delivery woman returns to the car to find a parking ticket. She takes it off the windshield, looks at it, and drops it in a garbage bin nearby. At the office.
Scheduled isn't just a calendar app. It's a lifestyle tool that keeps you on time and on schedule. Like the cool kids say, FOMO, no mo.
The reporter records with their phone.
Employees get a carbon offset workspace, flex scheduling, and our mother's room is available to anyone who needs a timeout, mother or not.
Sounds like everything's going as scheduled here at the schedule.
I see what you did there.
Yep. So, no truth to the rumors the board is ousting you and replacing you with Sadie Cole?
The woman speaks into the reporter's phone.
Absolutely not.
Soon in a boardroom.
You're firing me.
She stands at a table.
From the company that I founded and replacing me with Randall's daughter, and no one here has a problem with this?
Subscriptions are down.
Randall.
You've had 3 bad quarters in a row. Sadie resuscitated Glamour Shack with her friendship bracelet initiative. Her being my daughter isn't the point. She has big, fresh ideas.
You blocked me from my proposals to update the web interface design. I am over here trying to revitalize this brand, and you have blocked me at every turn. It is the job of a board to support its founder's vision, and you set me up to fail.
We have a fiduciary responsibility to our shareholders, and we've lost confidence in you. As chairman, I have to make tough decisions. Getting the stock price back up is our primary concern.
She turns to the gray-haired Randall.
Every stock has a down day, Randall.
The board has the voting power to remove you. It was unanimous.
The woman looks at the people around the table and wells up.
Even you, Marjorie, the first female fist through the glass ceiling. Where is the sisterhood, Marjorie?
Your exit compensation package.
She shuts her eyes and brushes off Randall.
Mm-mm. Can't, it's fine.
Oh, Megs.
Randall shrugs.
No crying in baseball.
Megan turns and eyes him.
Actually, Randall, there is no crying in basketball.
She holds tickets.
So, no longer validate.
She rips up another ticket. She throws the ripped pieces up.
Oh, and you tell Sadie we are not friends.
Randall rolls his eyes and sighs. A crowd of pedestrians walk on the street.
Hold on, aged out?
At Megan's brownstone.
What?
Girl, I just sent you Randall's press release about Sadie. Be strong.
On her stationary bike, she speaks with a woman at Ilium Elite Recruiting. Megan checks a notification on her phone.
Sad, Megan Moore is an icon, but it's time she steps aside to let a new generation revive the brand. I'm only 8 years older than Sadie. We're both millennials.
Randall's working overtime to trash you. Says you've lost your touch.
Yuki?
What am I supposed to do?
I'm the best executive recruiter around. Normally I could find some money bags backer for a new venture, but you're radioactive. You need a lie low. let this blow over?
But all I do is work. I mean, who am I even if I'm not running a company?
Megan holds a towel.
Self-care, reconnect with old friends, meditate, volunteer.
People actually do those things?
No idea. Saw it on TikTok.
She covers her eyes with her towel. Later, she makes a call.
Greg, hi. Megan Moore.
Later, she digs through mail and finds an invitation to a bridal shower for Sarah Safan.
Yeah. Long time no talk. Uh-huh.
She's on the phone again. She finds an invitation for Sarah's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, three kids.
Megan rolls her eyes.
Wow. Greg, you're breaking up a little bit.
She finds another invitation that reads, Sarah is divorced. Megan's eyes dart. She puts the invitation down.
A lot has happened to my sophomore year roommate.
She crosses out a note on a legal pad.
Every guy I ever date moved on already.
She sighs. Later, she sits on her couch meditating.
Hello, and welcome.
Her computer is opened.
I'm Christine, and I invite you to make yourself...
A video plays.
No, there's no way. It's only been 1 minute.
She opens her eyes.
Take a moment to pause.
She changes the video.
It's as simple as getting out of your own bubble. Getting to know someone else from a different bubble.
In the video is Professor Dominic Hayes.
See things from another person's point of view. Experience their day-to-day. Get out of your own boring rut.
Megan looks off in thought. Later, she walks three dogs outside.
The nice lady at the rescue said you all just need a good walk. Easy peasy, right?
The dogs pull her ahead. She chases the dogs. Later, back at her apartment.
Thank you for rounding up the dogs.
She's with Curtis.
I didn't know you cooked.
Oh, why don't I? I think these spices came with the house. Do you think that we organize them alphabetically or by flavor profile?
You need a real project. Like something you can sink your claws into and shred to pieces and eat the beating heart out of. You know, be yourself.
Yes, I know. But what?
She looks at her phone.
No, it's my mom. Nope.
She doesn't accept the call.
You have a mom?
Yes, I work very hard to keep Lois out of my flight path.
Lois? Years together, I never knew this.
Yes, well, if you ever met her or my sister, you would understand why.
You have a sister?
Yep.
Curtis shakes his head.
I'm dizzy. Next you're gonna tell me you have a dad.
Oh no, I don't. He died when I was 13. Oh,
thank God.
His passing kind of ruined my childhood.
Sorry, no, I meant more like, just how much of your real life have you kept hidden from me?
Well, let's see. Izzy, sister, was a toddler when our dad died. My mom remarried, and Ken's the only father figure who she's ever really known.
Ken?
Mm-hmm. And they've been bothering me to come over for dinner ever since I got... I can't do it.
Curtis checks his phone.
Ooh, it's Beverly's Turkey Taco night. Can I leave early?
Yes. Of course. Jealous, you're so close with your mom.
Go, it's your mom. Bring her the spices.
She looks down at spices in her hand, then grimaces. Later, Megan knocks on a door. The pizza delivery woman answers.
Sorry, we already gave it the office.
Oh, that's good.
She shuts the door on Megan. The door reopens.
Kidding.
Fun.
Come on in.
Okay. Megan enters.
Hug.
Hello.
The women hug.
You know, I thought you'd look more depressed.
You sound disappointed.
Well, it's okay to show feelings. Have you been journaling? Morning gratitude?
Are these the questions I have to answer before I cross a troll bridge?
Mom! Megan's here!
Izzy crosses her arms. They walk to a couch. Ken pokes his head out of the kitchen.
Cypressaurus! The Meg!
Dad, that's not the compliment you think it is anymore.
Megan hugs him.
Very good to see you, Ken. I brought you some spices.
Oh!
She hands him a bag.
So good.
Ooh. He takes her jacket.
It's Friday. I'm making the ladies grown-up Shirley Temples.
Oh.
On the rock.
Wonderful.
He hands one to Megan. She sips it.
That good chip lollipop goes down smooth. Thank you, Ken.
The bartender's on duty all night.
Izzy lies on the couch.
Sounds like my firstborn child, but it couldn't be because that would require she visit me ever. Feed off the sofa, it is. Oh, poor baby. Oh.
Lois and Megan hug.
You know, I just thought you might look a little more depressed.
Izzy nods.
Thanks, Mom. How are you? How have you been?
Oh, well, I barely survived last week.
What happened?
My sciatica flared. But Izzy was my nursemaid, and we ordered an ice cream and watched some cozy mysteries.
Harrowing tale. So glad you survived.
Oh, goody. Oh, the man's finished fixing Izzy's car. Kenny, can you come pay him?
Yes, here I come.
And there you go.
Ken hands Lois a drink. He exits the room.
Now that you have a new window and I put you on my phone plan, I just feel so much better knowing you're safe, Iz.
Thank you, Mom. Love you.
Ken goes outside.
Did you pay for Izzy's phone?
Well, only since her old one got stolen.
Lois pats Izzy's leg.
I handed my purse to some girl in the bathroom lying for like 1 second.
She sits on the couch.
That she didn't steal your wallet.
Oh, there's nothing in there anyways.
Megan sits.
So, what else did I miss?
Well, meeting Izzy's new boyfriend, for one.
Woody would be here, but he's waiting to be bailed out.
Megan's eyes widen and she nods.
Of jail?
Well, street art is his passion.
He tried to make a run for it, but you know, he's not a fitness guy.
Izzy shrugs. Megan cringes and sips her drink. Later, she walks over to the fireplace mantle and looks at childhood photos that adorn it. She smiles slightly and pushes a photo aside, revealing another photo of her family. She smiles at it.
Hey, Dad. How's it going up there? You really like the basketball this season. I think it's our year.
She grins and sips her drink. She walks away. The moon glows in the night sky. Later, Izzy and Megan sit at the dinner table.
I'm finally relaxing after years of nose to the grindstone. You know, one time in 2019, I didn't sleep for 3 nights.
I did that at Burning Man.
I was relaunching the app.
I was relaunching myself.
Okay, well, it is not a competition, girls.
Megan drains her drink. Lois and Ken join them at the table.
Ken, tank's empty. These are delish, though. What is the secret ingredient?
Alcohol.
You know, Megan, why don't you let Ken make you some coffee?
Lois gestures cut her off to Ken.
You know, sweetie, now that you're not so busy with work all the time.
Actually, I'm very busy. I'm volunteering at a doghouse. It's a shelter. It's a doghouse shelter.
Well, maybe you two sisters could hang out.
Sister.
Ken smiles.
Nothing like sister.
Copy.
He stands.
I love dog rescues.
Sure. I mean, it is a good idea, Mom. But I could never take your little Izzy away from you.
Izzy eyes Lois.
What are you talking about?
Guys, do not make me say it.
Izzy's eyes narrow.
You're completely codependent. And Izzy, I love you. You have no ability to take care of yourself. Mom and K-Dog just swoop in and fix everything.
Okay, you know what? Izzy is just finding her path.
Beth, she's almost 30. It's a road to nowhere.
Izzy's eyes widen.
That's enough, Megan.
I'm sorry. Kid, you got a lot of potential. And you want to know something? If you let me, I could turn your life right around. I would run it like a corporation, and you would be a big success. Huge.
Ken, please.
I mean,
Ken shrugs.
Megan makes solid points.
I want to thank you for that backup, K-Dog. I really do. But Mom's right, and I should call a ride share.
No, I'll drive you. I don't like you riding in cars with strangers.
The Kenpire strikes back.
Megan stands.
Thank you. Thank you for dinner.
She pats Lois's shoulder.
Sweetie.
Lois turns to Izzy.
She's just going through a rough time. She's venting.
Izzy sits up and looks at Lois. Daytime at Megan's brownstone apartment. Izzy stands outside. She rings the bell.
I'm coming. Okay.
Megan approaches the door and opens it.
Hi. If we're about to slap fight, could we do it outside? The cleaners were just here.
Izzy sighs and enters past Megan.
Is. If this is about last night, I didn't mean it.
No, you did mean it.
Okay, I did, but in much more of like an inside voice kind of a way.
You were right. I am almost 30. I'm freaking out. I'm not together. I'm a wreck. I'm not perfect like you.
No. I never said I was perfect.
Okay, the last 12 hours since your speech has been a journey. Bigger than when I went to that sound bath in Joshua Tree and I saw the space wolf.
Izzy's eyes widen.
I need coffee for this.
I'm freaking out. I need your help.
There is a lot of cocktail involved in that.
Cocktails tell the truth in Vegas Varitas or whatever that saying is.
Megan's eyes dart.
Run my life like a corporation. Make me your project. Make decisions for me. Make me a success like you.
Megan puts a coffee pot in her coffee maker.
Not really a success right now, Iz, okay? Just ask my former board of directors.
Megan slumps. Izzy walks over to her.
I will do anything you say. Promise.
Izzy eyes her pleadingly. Megan smiles.
You really do mean this, don't you?
Mom did say she wanted us to hang out.
Megan holds up a finger.
Okay, no, wait. Nope. I get it now. You're just substituting out Mom with me. Nope.
No, you could have help. You could have support. Like, what if you built, like, a little board of directors thingy, okay? Or, like, just, like, a really supportive board.
Megan's eyes shift.
I mean, it's not the worst idea.
What? Did I just have a good idea?
I could see it, actually. life coach by committee, a team of people to guide you, set you up for success, help you learn to stand on your own two feet.
Yes, that's what I need. I need that.
It's so crazy. It kind of just might work. So who would we put on this board?
Oh, I know someone perfect. Mom.
No, absolutely not. Mom is Izzy. Mom is half the problem. We cannot even tell Mom about this.
But we share everything. She's going to smell this secret on me like onion bagel breath.
Izzy, it is time to cut the apron strings.
What does that even mean?
Okay, it just means no, Mom. You have to promise me.
Megan puts up a hand. Izzy does the same.
I saw you just cross your fingers behind your back. How old are we, Izzy? Okay, thank you.
Izzy holds up her other hand.
Is that so hard?
Izzy shakes her head.
Let me book us some office space. Oh, I know. We can use that place, Lilypad, that co-work place that went under. It'll be perfect. There's nobody there. And I will find our board of directors. Just you, leave it to me.
Izzy smiles to herself and does a small clap. Later, Megan drives.
There it is.
She pulls into a parking spot, cutting off a car already trying to park. Inside, the driver shrugs. She waves and mouths sorry. The bearded man in the car is Professor Dominic Hayes from the online video. Later, Megan's inside Lilypad with Curtis and Izzy. Megan places folders down around a table.
Izzy? No, don't you dare double dip.
Did you just double dare me to do it?
She snacks by a kitchen.
Don't eat the hummus.
We're ready to go. Music cue's all loaded.
Great. Entertaining her is going to be key.
Megan nods and walks off. She puts more folders down.
All right. Izzy, come have a seat.
Izzy turns with a full plate stacked high. She holds it all together with her chin. Megan eyes her and grimaces.
Why would you? Okay.
It's a nice assortment.
All right. Well, without any further ado, Isabel Alexandra Moore, are you ready to meet your new board of directors?
Curtis plays music.
You are familiar with her work if you've seen my wardrobe, a queen of fashion.
Professional stylist.
Jilla. A bespectacled woman, Jilla, enters. She brushes her hair back.
She's like a supermodel.
She loves a fixer-upper.
Jilla does a spin as she arrives at the table. Izzy smiles and Jilla lowers her glasses.
It's not giving. It's taking.
Taking?
Oh, I love an impossible challenge.
Okay, next up, we have retired CPA, small business owner, and kitten rescue advocate.
Your current boss, Frank.
Frank enters and claps. He wears a bowling shirt with images of cats on it. He smiles and adjusts his collar.
Frank, you're in on this?
I'm rooting for you, baby. Boom.
He and Izzy fist bump. The heavyset man sits.
Frank wants you to find your financial footing and a new career far away from his pizza business.
Far away.
Yeah. Okay. Our next board member is the author of an extremely popular email newsletter on love and relationships, Soulcercise.
Patsy! Izzy's childhood babysitter.
An older, bespectacled woman dances in. She stares ahead. Izzy mimes fainting. Patsy sways her arms.
Izzy Bear, come in for a smother.
Izzy and Patsy hug.
Izzy was a lovable terror who always went through my purse. I'm excited to see who she'll become.
Patsy sits.
Okay, there's one more person who's late, not impressing me. Curtis, I thought you screened this guy.
I did. He was the best applicant from online. Also the only one who wasn't totally bananas.
Right. Pardon. Every responsible board must recruit an independent director, meaning someone who has no personal stake in the company. So I'm afraid we can't really proceed until we...
Dominic enters. Megan stares at him. He notices her.
Ah, the parking thief.
The bubble-hopping guy?
Dominic Hayes, chair of psychology at Rossmore College. So, she's a fan of my videos.
I would say fan, more of a algorithmically accidental viewer. And that parking spot was fair game. Why did you respond to the ad?
A person's life run like a corporation. Never hopped into that kind of bubble. Bring it on.
Megan raises her brow. Daytime in Chicago. Cars and pedestrians move in a time lapse. At Lilypad, Megan stands in front of the board.
Hello, fellow board members. I am Megan, Izzy's sister, and the chairperson of this board. Yes, with a question already.
Oh, yeah, I thought the...
Dominic.
...role of chairperson is something we all vote on.
Right. Robert's Rules of Order will be followed by this board. Curtis, are you taking minutes?
Always am.
Great. Then I formally propose that I be chairperson of this board, unless, of course, anyone else thinks that they are better suited for the job.
July is Dominic.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
There, we voted.
You happy?
Yeah.
Good.
Megan smirks at Dominic.
Now let's get started. Izzy, what do you want out of life?
Izzy shrugs.
I want to be able to afford nice stuff, gorgeous stuff.
Frank nods.
I would love hair like they have in the shampoo commercials, and a boyfriend who's not going to sell my TV for burrito money. That's...
How about for calzone money?
Goals. Limited, but nonetheless, goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, our primary objective is to ensure that we improve the overall trajectory of Izzy's life. Our core value, make sure that Izzy's best interests are front and center. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Everyone raises their hand.
Izzy.
Megan approaches Izzy.
You promise to follow the objectives set forward by your board of directors.
Izzy looks around the table.
I do.
Megan holds a hand up. Izzy wraps her pinky around Megan's and kisses her thumb.
Oh, wow.
Curtis, strike that from the minutes.
The minutes shall reflect that this board has officially been formed. I'll send you those bylaws later.
All right, on to committee assignments. Jilla, branding and marketing.
Jilla smiles.
Frank, finance and strategic planning.
You got it.
Patsy, did you just hit 40 years married to Al?
And still snuggling like newlyweds.
Okay, your committee's definitely relationship management.
If everyone doesn't already have Be Scheduled on their phone,
download it.
I'll be sending calendar invites for everyone's individual presentations.
As for our psychology professor?
Right, yes. He's our unbiased observer. He's responsible for evaluating if the board is generally on the right track. And your unpaid attendance is mandatory.
Well, it's a good thing my workload is light this semester.
He caps a pen.
What's your committee assignment?
Operations oversight. I will make sure that best practices are used for all of our deliverables. Now, our deadline, Izzy's 30th birthday. I know what you're thinking. It's only 3 months away.
Good luck with that.
No problem for me.
So,
3 months.
We can do this with our guidance. Her world will be overhauled. We can help her master the life skills needed to be profitable and successful.
Let's do it.
Izzy grins.
Go, Izzy.
On that note, meeting adjourned.
We can do it.
Later, Megan walks dogs.
I'm a miracle worker. Troy Graves.
Nepple baby to the Graves oil dynasty is looking to impress daddy by investing in startups, and he wants to hear what new app ideas you're cooking up.
Seriously? I'm on his radar?
He's new to this and isn't in Randall's world of petty business politics. All he needed to hear was how smart you are.
Well, I am working on a personal project, sort of a
whole life makeover of my sister.
Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
The app idea would be crowdsourcing your most important decisions. Tagline, life coach by committee. Choose the right people, and you can't go wrong.
I love it. Get your pitch together. I'll circle back.
Megan smiles on a call with Yuki. The sun shines over Chicago at the Lilypad office.
Now, you all know me as Frank, an easygoing, kitten-loving, master of the wood-fired pizza oven.
The board nod.
But before I invested my retirement funds into making gourmet pies...
He dons glasses.
I was Frank, the accountant.
He holds up a calculator.
Dark Lord of Numbers.
Patsy smiles.
Now, Izzy?
Frank removes his glasses.
How do you do your taxes?
Frank, doesn't the cash register at work just add that automatically?
He means income taxes, sweet pea.
You know, I give you a W-2 every January.
Oh, yes, and I always say thank you.
Curtis, check the IRS database for outstanding warrants.
Curtis nods.
Excuse me.
Chilla.
Do you even track your spending?
Oh, no, of course I do. I have a whole system.
Izzy taps on the table.
I even brought it.
She grabs her bag and pulls a shoebox out of it.
Shoeboxes for shoe receipts. And then the takeout box is full of all the delivery orders.
The entire board gape in disbelief.
And?
She puts another bag on the table.
You know, I think that's just recycling.
Okay. Before we learn how to budget, we're going to learn a new sentence, kitty cat.
Frank leans close.
I can't afford it.
She shakes her head.
You can say it. I can't afford it.
I don't want to say that.
Come on, Izzy. You agree.
Izzy frowns.
Can I have a bathroom break?
Later.
Hi.
She falters.
And?
She takes a deep breath.
It's a start and we'll work on it.
Patsy smiles and nods. The board clap. Later, Megan walks outside with Dominic.
You really did get the best spot.
He puts on leather gloves.
Strategic. Can't leave these things to chance.
Ah, practical life motto.
I go after what I want, trying to be a good example to Izzy.
Is that why you're doing this?
She furrows her brow.
What do you mean?
The psychologist in me wonders what you're getting out of this.
Helping my sister.
She smiles.
Good night.
Good night.
She walks over to her car. Another day at the Lilypad office.
After doing a thorough evaluation of Izzy's current inventory.
Jilla.
Oh, not my bridesmaid's combo dress. She said you wear it all again. I've been through 4 boyfriends in those jeans.
Jilla wears gloves and holds the clothes with
those
tongs.
Those are my custom-made roller skates.
Jilla eyes them.
Classic. In a retro way. We keep.
Thank you.
She puts the skates down and Izzy smiles.
Those are working clothes. Those be great on working women. They get a leg up.
Mermaids don't have legs.
One woman's trash is another woman's Halloween costume.
I'm focusing on maximizing our ROI.
I won't wear camping clothes.
ROI means return on investment.
I still won't wear camping clothes.
I motion rebranding Izzy in affordable classic clothing.
Ooh, I second.
Megan smiles and nods. Izzy pours through clothing racks. Jilla smiles and pushes another rack over.
All of this was in your car trunk?
Sample cell rejects. Budget-friendly designer.
Jilla pats her own chest. Izzy flips through the rack.
Is this a real?
Yes. Welcome to my world.
She holds a shiny pink shirt and eyes Megan with awe. Soon, Jilla films on her phone as Izzy models clothes. She wears black pants and a purple blouse. She changes into a sweater with brown, purple, and pink stripes. She mimes shivering. She wears a light blue sweater with a royal blue jacket. Then, a white blouse under a plaid jacket. She models and smiles. Jilla claps and addresses the board.
The show will now begin.
Izzy steps out in a pink shirt and jeans.
Look at you, Izzy.
Izzy.
Oh, looks fantastic. My God, how fabulous.
Izzy beams. The shirt collar has shiny silver trimming. Jilla gestures towards Izzy. Megan smiles.
Izzy, you look beautiful.
Izzy smiles to herself.
Okay, today we are whiteboarding Izzy's new career prospects. Take it away, Frank.
Thank you, Megan.
He stands by a whiteboard.
I present Izzy's career options.
He flips the board, revealing the options. Yoga teacher, esthetician, and clown school.
Are you even interested in these fields?
Izzy grimaces.
Esthetician sounds fun.
Oh, I fainted during ear piercing.
Well, let's brainstorm careers that don't involve needles.
Izzy, larger question. What's your passion in life? Work should bring you joy.
Nope, she's had enough joy. That's why we're all here. Curtis, would you mind reading back the minutes from our first meeting about Izzy's goals?
I want to afford nice stuff.
That's enough. Is that still true?
Yeah.
Okay, let's work backwards from there.
Megan stands.
Okay, here we go.
She points at the whiteboard.
There is no money in ear piercing. Half the people in my gym think that they're also yoga teachers, and I am not even addressing clown school. We need to work with Izzy's core competencies. So I drew up a resume. Curtis, if you could please. This is what will get Izzy the dream job.
The resume is handed out to the board. Jilla reads.
Most recent job, senior provisions courier, Frank's Wood Fired Pizza.
I upscaled it a little.
Branding sales associate, Nation One Health Services.
I handed out sunscreen at Coachella once and got a free ticket.
Aren't these kind of a stretch?
Megan checks a notification.
Yeah, well, they're kind of a stretch that works.
Izzy has an interview.
My recruiter friend Yuki just got Iz an interview this Thursday to be the receptionist at a new art gallery.
She gapes.
Well, I don't know anything about art.
Oh, don't worry, honey. Nobody does.
Okay, Frank will go over interview techniques with you.
Jilla.
Next action item, Izzy's social media makeover is complete.
Jilla shows Izzy her profile.
So pretty and clean.
Megan had me scattering some socially relevant inspirational quotes. There's a Marilyn Monroe.
Goddess.
Give a girl the right pair of shoes and she can conquer the world.
Dominic. Oh,
come on. Marilyn Monroe is the most fake quoted woman in history.
Says who?
Bette Midler, the one who said that.
What?
Hocus Pocus 2?
He shrugs.
Okay. What women want?
The point is, it's inspirational. And clearly getting a lot of likes. Double tap.
Later, Megan's on her stationary bike at her apartment. Izzy texts her, I got the job. Megan pumps her fist and smiles. Nighttime, a subway car rides on a track. The board walk together outside.
So, Izzy doesn't know we're coming?
As head of operations oversight, I am leading this unscheduled field trip to check on compliance incognito.
In secret? I don't know. Trust is the cornerstone to a relationship.
True, but with any kitten I rescue, I consider the soul behind the meow.
Frank, you contain multitudes.
Can't believe I'm about to see my handiwork at work.
Izzy did land this job on her own.
What do you mean, with my fake resume or Frank's coaching?
Give her a little credit, Uga.
Dominic rushes ahead and opens the door.
First.
After you.
Why are you making this weird?
Because I can't.
Just let a guy open the door for you with no strings attached.
Megan rolls her eyes and walks through the door. Inside the art gallery, above the door it reads, Enter here. People walk around with drinks and mingle. The gallery contains paintings and sculptures. The board crouch and skulk inside.
Gallery?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Dominic and Megan crouch behind a sculpture.
That
They stand and peek through it.
There she is.
Ah, reception is in the wild.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we'll get another. that's not how it works, is it?
Izzy's on the phone at the reception desk.
Thank you.
Jilla and Patsy study a painting.
I don't care about whatever this is, but these colors would look great on Izzy.
You know, I bet if I could do her colors, I bet she's a spring.
Dominic peers around a sculpture.
What possessions and items you want? Move it, Tiny.
Megan sneaks behind another sculpture. Curtis stares at a painting.
I could do that.
It contains colorful squiggly lines.
Wait, could I do that?
He furrows his brow. Dominic approaches Megan.
I mean, what even is this?
It's odd. Someone's laughing.
Frank strokes his chin as he stares at a painting.
I admire the embracement of vacuous space and uncertainty here. Note to self, explore this theme in a series of calzones.
Izzy holds a champagne flute and approaches a guest. Dominic and Megan sneak around behind the sculpture. Lois enters the gallery.
Megan?
In shock, she knocks over the sculpture and Dominic catches it.
Mom? What is going on here? Oh, sweetheart, here I was so worried that your social media had been hacked by AI.
Lois hugs Izzy.
But no, this looks like it's the real deal.
Abort mission. We've been compromised, I repeat. Abort.
This outfit, Izzy. Wow, that is not your usual mix and match coordinates from the mall. It's gorgeous. Is it real, designer?
It actually is, believe it or not.
Izzy spots the board as they sneak out.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Well, what are you doing here?
What are you both doing here?
I was tracking Izzy on her phone because I don't know where you've been lately. You certainly do go to some empty office building a lot.
Uh-huh. Those are the Lily Pad offices, and they hold sample sales there.
Mm.
Which explains Izzy's new look.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Izzy smiles.
New job, apparently.
Mom, what did you mean by tracked?
I put the Family Scan app on Izzy's new phone. It's just a silly GPS thing. Of course, Ken. He thinks I'm a worrywart, but like Sally Field, not without my daughter.
Aw, Mom, you track us?
Well, not Megan. Unless you want me to, sweetheart.
No, I don't. Mom, we should probably let Izzy get back to work.
Well, what about dinner? I mean, your poor baby sister, she's gotta eat. I'm buying.
Izzy pouts at Megan.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
Dominic Hayes. Yeah.
Oh. You two are together.
No.
I'm a fellow art lover.
Megan, he's adorbs. Maybe we should all just go to Monsieur Frog's Bistro. Oh, and Izzy, you forgot our appointment, so I just came here.
Mom and I have this tradition where we go to bridal boutiques and we try on dresses and drink free champagne.
What? Oh, you can't tell me that's real.
It is if you're engaged.
But why?
Can't a mother dream? I mean, you girls are not getting any younger, and I want grandchildren.
Dominic's eyes widen.
You should definitely
right.
Get that.
You know what? Sorry, Mom. I have to take this really seriously.
Maybe.
All right, Mom, we should probably let her. Come on.
We can't see any art? That's a very nice one, isn't it?
Megan, Lois, and Dominic head out. Outside the gallery.
There you are. Look, the bad news is Izzy cannot be your on-call playdate anymore, but the good news is you can stop paying her bills.
Well, moms like to be needed sometimes.
I understand, but please stop tempting her and sabotaging her new career.
Lois frowns at Megan and Dominic.
So, Dominic, how long have you and Megan known each other?
Not long, a few weeks. Mm-hmm.
Lois smiles.
And what do you do?
Please, Mom, no interrogation.
Well, excuse me for being curious about your life, Megan.
Would be the first time.
Megan rolls her eyes.
So, you know, I do have that dinner, Rezzy. How about all three of us go together?
Actually, we have a whole kind of art crawl thing happening, so we can't make it.
It's a lovely offer, Lois. We'll rain check?
You betcha.
So good to see you, Mom. Get home safe.
Megan pats Lois's shoulder.
Bye.
She leans close to Dominic.
Lois does not know anything about the board, and it has to stay that way.
Why? She seems delightful.
She is. She's lovely, and she and Izzy are BFFs, but she totally coddles her, and apparently they go on weird secret shopping trips.
The fake wedding dress thing actually sounds fun. I mean, free champagne?
What? No, I've never been invited.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now we're getting somewhere.
What does that mean?
They stop and face each other.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Do not do that psychology thing where you make me answer my own questions, because I am not jealous about being left out at all.
It's understandable if you are.
She shakes her head.
Look, I think your mom wants to hang.
She gestures towards the car.
This is me.
Of course it is. Right out the front.
Hmm.
Let me.
He reaches for the door and she swats his hand away. She opens the door herself. She struggles to climb into the car.
I'm fine.
Dominic smiles and nods. The sun rises over Chicago at the lily pad office.
Here it is. Whiteboard and lights.
Curtis walks from behind the whiteboard.
Our Missy here is romantically unmoored. Her little ship's tossing at the sea because she can't find a reliable port to drop anchor.
Patsy addresses the board and starts a slideshow.
Okay, yeah, when you see them bunched together like bad bananas.
Baby, you want a bow, not a barnacle. Let's fish for a keeper.
Way to commit to the nautical theme.
Thanks, Frank. Al and I met on a holiday cocktail cruise. The ocean is a metaphor for love. So I motion this pearl ditch her oyster shell and find someone new.
I second that motion. Time to get on the soul-crushing dating apps.
I don't know. I think Izzy should meet a man doing things she loves.
Dominic nods.
You know, like traffic school or doubling back to get free grocery store samples.
Yeah, but that's how she met all the bad bananas.
Oh, yeah, not true. Woody and I met in line at the porta potty for Lollapalooza.
All right, we need to get practical. Treat finding love like finding that one perfect pair of jeans. They look good, they feel good, they're just right. All of my online readers swear by truelovesmatch.com.
All right, so all in favor of online dating, say aye.
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 Dominic shakes his head.
He enjoys volleyball, camping, and making authentic Thai food. Let's meet Zach.
Patsy changes the slide.
No. Oh, I'm still getting lost in his eyes.
No.
He cut himself out from an old photo with an ex-girlfriend.
He's clearly not over her.
Exactly. It takes 1 second to take a new selfie.
If there's another arm in the photo, it's attached to the hand he wishes he was holding.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's his sister or a friend.
It's not.
Bullet dodged. Next.
All right, let's move on to Steven. He's a doctor who once revived a heart attack victim on an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Sounds promising-ish. Let's see him.
Jilla lowers her glasses.
Is that supposed to be his niece?
Babysitting?
Maybe it's his own bambina.
Oh, I can't be a stepmom.
Online dating is such a needle in a haystack approach.
Right. That's why I deleted my dating app.
Same. It's just a big bait and switch.
What if we reverse engineered this, figured out what the ideal mate is?
I like your blue sky thinking. Let's make a list.
Meg loves the list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, my ideal mate has to be funny.
Yes, sense of humor is a must. And they should also be at least a little bit handy. Like, they could build a medium-level difficulty desk.
Exactly. Like, owns an Allen wrench and isn't afraid of a little DIY.
Yes, and they have to be a basketball fan, of course.
Oh, 100%. Did you catch the game the other night?
Legendary. And, you know, just somebody who you feel like you can be yourself around. Someone you can confide in.
They gaze at each other.
Yeah, someone who genuinely listens.
Yeah. Someone who thinks you're pretty great just the way you are.
Patsy interjects.
Can we get the boat back on course? I'm getting seasick. While you two were so cutely sidetracked with DIY and basketball, Izzy picked Carson, a finance wizard who's into tennis, Japanese whiskey, and Taylor Swift, but only because his niece has twisted his arm.
And Patsy already messaged him.
Wow. Okay.
He just asked me out for tonight.
Wow. Wait, Patsy, what did you...
Patsy grins.
Don't want to know. Well, that felt quick, but all in favor of Izzy dating Carson, say aye.
Aye.
Nah, just don't like the guy. Bad vibes.
Oh, Frank.
Frank shrugs. Nighttime at Megan's apartment. Her shower head drips. She enters the bathroom and inspects it. She eyes it and pulls up her sleeve. She exits the bathroom. Soon in the shower stall, she twists a wrench above the shower head. Later, she digs through a toolkit. She tightens the shower head. With her hands on her hips, her eyes dart. She reaches for her phone and types out a text. Do you maybe have a crescent wrench? She sends another text. Oh, it's Megan Moore. Then another from the board of directors. She puts her phone down and shuts the toolkit. She raises her head and grabs her phone. Dominic replies, I know who you are, of course I have one. Later, Megan answers her door.
Professor Hayes with a crescent wrench in the...
Upstairs bathroom.
Upstairs bathroom.
He holds up the wrench and enters. Megan smiles and shuts the door behind him. Soon, he works on the shower head.
Thank you so much for coming over to help out.
Yeah, no worries. I was just at home grading papers tonight anyway. Mm. Exciting, huh?
Oh, yeah. Almost as exciting as my night of wine and doom scrolling. Speaking of, grading papers, why a professor of psychology?
You really want to know?
Yes, I do want to know.
Well, I'm fascinated about what makes people tick, what motivates us, why we do what we do. I moved to America, I got a PhD in psych, but quickly realized I didn't want to be a therapist.
Why not?
I enjoy the research, exploring the big picture and the teaching.
Gives me a healthy work-life balance.
Oh, right. Yeah, like grading papers on a Saturday night kind of work-life balance.
Ouch. Madam wine and doing scrolling. Wait a minute. Aha.
He removes the shower head.
Rubber gasket shot.
Ooh, I have more of those.
She grabs one from her toolkit.
Sometimes when I'm at Hardware Hamlet, I like to stock up.
She hands a new one to him.
Yeah, me too.
She smiles to herself. He eyes her, then puts the shower head back up.
Okay. And
he twists it back on.
Voila.
Oh, that is perfect. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming over. I didn't think you'd text me back. Didn't even think you really liked me very much.
Well, you stole my parking spot.
You cannot get over that, can you?
He chuckles to himself.
Yeah, I have to admit, I've never met anyone like you before. It's refreshing. You've certainly rocked me out of my bubble.
Happy to help out.
She smiles and nods.
But I am recording the game, if you don't want it to.
Oh, you're inviting me to watch the game.
Well, I mean, you're the psychology professor, so you tell me.
Sure.
Later, they sit on a couch and watch a basketball game. They high five. She pats his shoulder. They drink wine. They share a smile. Megan and Izzy walk together outside.
What's here?
Megan turns to Izzy.
A surprise.
Megan walks ahead and opens a door for Izzy. She enters behind Izzy. Megan opens an apartment door. Izzy enters behind her. Megan shuts the door, turns, and smiles.
Ta-da! It's yours. What?
Izzy furrows her brow.
Oh, no way! Thought she'd like it. No way, as in I can't afford this. See? I practiced. Actually, you can. Well, I technically paid the deposit in the first 6 months rent, but think of it as a gift to get you out of that roommate situation. Plus, if you stick to the budget that we drew up for you, you absolutely can afford it in this fancy new gallery job.
Megan smiles and pats Izzy's arm.
Okay.
Izzy smiles and nods.
I will move in under one condition. Lunch with Mom.
No.
Why not? You are too hard on her.
I'm not too anything on her is. I'm not.
Okay, well.
Izzy shrugs.
I miss her. And I think if we do spend a little time with her, then maybe she wouldn't try to track me down like she did before.
Okay, that's fair.
Izzy sits on a couch.
And you guys can meet my new man. Do you mean Carson?
Izzy smiles sheepishly.
Izzy, that's very fast.
We've been out twice.
Megan sits next to her.
You know, Carson talks a lot about work. And, you know, I know it's very important because I don't understand a word he's saying.
That's not true, Iz.
No, it is. Wait until you see.
Okay. What I mean is, Izzy, you're very smart.
I got a negative on my SAT.
I didn't know that was possible.
When you don't show up, it is.
Okay. Anyway. I am very much looking forward to meeting Carson. It's really good to meet someone who opens your world up.
Izzy grimaces.
Oh, yeah. Who is he? Tell me.
I didn't.
Tell me.
Oh. Izzy leans close and gapes.
Oh, my God. Is it Dominic?
How?
It is Dominic. It is so cute.
Megan blushes.
Cute? Is it cute?
Yes, that he's into you.
How can you tell?
When was the last time you dated?
I remember high-waisted jeans were coming back into style.
Izzy tilts her head.
Anyway, he did kind of come over the other night.
Oh, way to go, sis.
Fixed my shower.
Izzy nods and cringes.
Anyway, I thought we were talking about you and Carson. I can't wait to meet him.
And he will. At lunch. With Mom.
Megan shakes her head and looks off. Later, at lunch, Megan sits with Lois and Frank, who looks at the menu.
30 George Washington's for a cheeseburger.
Izzy knows to meet us here. Right?
Yes.
And not Monsieur Frog's Bistro?
Yes, Mom. Carson made the reservation.
Does he think we're paying? Honey, did you bring the airline miles credit card?
He winks and pats his chest.
Hollywood, here we come.
Don't worry. Izzy says it's his treat and that this guy makes bank.
Oh. Well, when did you talk to Izzy?
I can't remember exactly, but it did happen and it was recently.
I hope this is one of those places that send leftovers home in those big foil swans.
Izzy enters arm in arm with a man.
He looks chiseled out of marble. The real stuff, not the countertops.
I could take him in an old school Navy pull-up contest.
I am good.
Izzy beams as they approach.
Everyone, this is Carson.
Izzy told me all about you. Ken.
He shakes his hand.
Lois. Megan.
Sid. So, how did you two meet, and why didn't I know anything about this before?
Because they met online, right, Iz?
Yep. It's a true love's match. See what I did there?
So clever. And Carson, that is a handsome name. So what is it that you do besides belong to an elegant club?
Hedge fund manager.
Oh, manager. Now that sounds very official.
How about I order us all the best dishes and we share?
Okay.
Okay, we will have...
Lois leans close to Megan.
He's a little different for Izzy.
Why? Because he has a job.
Well, yes. And he's wearing shoes.
They were nice shoes.
All right, and make it quick. I'm mangry.
Wow, you have such a good sense of humor.
And he is so smart. Carson's teaching me a lot about his work, like derivatives.
Derivatives. That's where it's at.
I didn't know that Izzy was interested in money.
Besides spending mine.
Well, we call it finance, not money.
Oh, well.
Lois shrugs.
Look at me. I don't know the insider lingo.
Megan and Izzy share a smile.
Ken.
Lois hands a napkin to Ken. Ken puts it on his lap and smiles. Later, half-eaten dessert sits on the table.
Fascinating.
My expertise is in long-short equity strategy. See, now what that is in layman's terms.
Taking the long position on a stock on the rise and the short position on a stock on the decline.
Hey, sounds like sister took accounting 101.
Yeah, actually, I... Never mind.
Well, it's all Greek to me.
The Greeks did invent money.
And a salad.
Izzy leans toward Megan.
Hey, I thought Dominic was going to be here.
Oh, yes. Art Dominic. I liked him.
We're just pals.
Oh, is that because you friend-zoned him with home repairs?
Ooh, girl talk.
No girl talk.
Denial.
Well, you know what? If you girls do want to gossip, we could do a three-way FaceTime. I do it all the time with Jill and Rana from the Baking Reddit.
Babe, before I forget, big client drinks tonight. You going to change?
Lois eyes Carson.
Yes, if it's cocktail attire, you could wear that green dress from the sample sale.
Do you think gold shoes are black?
Oh, black for sure.
Well, I am going to have to check out this sample sale myself sometime soon.
Megan scrunches her face and shakes her head.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Call me.
All right, I will.
Later, they stand outside.
Bye.
Izzy and Carson get into Carson's car. They drive off. Lois turns to Megan.
Something is going on here.
Yeah, Mom, Izzy finally decided to adult.
Does this have something to do with that dinner party monologue from last month?
Mom, why would you say that?
Well, new look, new job, new boyfriend, all without consulting me.
Lois puts on leather gloves.
Just hope she's happy.
Of course she's happy. Why wouldn't she be? This is everything she's ever wanted.
Is it?
Lois tilts her head.
Okay, what does that mean?
Oh, nothing.
Ken exits carrying leftovers.
Six wants a swimming leftovers for Kato.
Aww.
Let's get Lois home.
Lois gets in the car.
I'll hold them. Yeah,
be
just give
very
them to
gentle
me.
With them, very gentle.
Ken hands her the leftovers.
See you later, Megert.
See you, K-pop.
He pays the valet.
Thank you, man.
He gets into the car. Megan smiles ahead at them. Her smile fades as they drive off. She waves after them. Megan's on the stationary bike in her apartment. She looks over to the door and grimaces. Soon she opens the door to Izzy.
Bill. So many bills. Wow. So much boring mail.
Izzy passes her with a stack of mail.
Did Carson today?
Oh, he's in Vegas for a bachelor party for one of his bros. Private plane, pricey cigars, high stakes, poker. Sounds boring.
Agreed. Hey, Izzy, are you happy with Carson?
Izzy shrugs with a furrowed brow.
Well, it's what the board chose, right?
Yeah, but that's not really what I'm asking. Is that my mail?
Well, it's not mine. That's very 1990s.
Megan smiles and takes the mail.
Ah, is that a party invitation?
Same.
She opens the envelope and pulls out a card.
It's like Marjorie's turning the big 7-0. She was my board member. It'd be scheduled. She was the only one who I actually liked.
Well, I love a party. Let's go.
Oh, no, Izzy, it's not like that. Kind of a party. It's gonna be, you know, fancy champagne, classical music, but just corporate chit-chat.
Well, you have me at free champagne.
Izzy, first of all, there's no such thing as free champagne.
Why?
Izzy frowns. Megan sighs.
Look, Randall's gonna be there, okay?
That trash basket that ousted you from your job?
That very trash basket.
Well, who cares? If Marge wants you to be there, you should go.
Izzy eyes Megan, who looks off and considers, then shuts her eyes.
No, you know what? You're right. I should not let Randall dictate my social schedule.
Exactly.
Megan fans herself with the invitation. So what do we want? They both smile, turn and face each other, and share a look. Later, they enter the party.
To me that Carson goes to this club, too. I mean, I just can't believe that all rich people belong to the same one.
Certainly does seem that way.
Oh.
They approach a server. Yeah. Izzy takes an hors d'oeuvre from their tray, sniffs it, and grimaces.
Izzy, you can't. There's Marjorie, birthday girl, guest of honor.
Hi, Marge. Hi. Happy birthday, work it, girl.
Marjorie holds up a champagne flute.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Izzy and Megan grab one from a tray. Izzy beams and toasts Marjorie.
Nice crowd.
A champagne bottle is popped and poured. Randall approaches them.
I thought that was you, Megs.
Randall, what a surprise.
Oh, you're the surprise. You look great. I thought you'd look more depressed.
That's my point. Not a joke, Stuart.
Actually, no. I've never been happier.
And free. Free of the scheduled plummeting stock now that Megan Moore isn't at the helm. Frank, how do you watch the stock market? Good job.
Well, every stock has a down day.
And where have I heard that before?
Randy, firing my sister was a big mistake. Epic. You and the board might think you're flying high, but you aren't. You want to know why Megan looks so great? She's got the wind beneath her wings.
What is this nonsense?
It's called a clapback. Don't try to keep up.
Randall quirks a brow.
If you'll excuse me, I'll be here. Taking my leave.
Perfect. My work is done here.
Meg smiles and turns to Izzy.
Izzy, that was incredible. You really had my back just then.
Why do you sound so surprised?
Well, I don't know. I haven't exactly always or maybe even ever been there for you in sisterly backup moments like that.
Better late than never. Let's celebrate. Can we get some lemon drop shots?
No, it sounds awful.
That's what everyone says at first.
Come on. Izzy pulls Megan over to the bar. Later, they dance together. Megan sways her hips and shakes her hands. Everyone does a conga line. Megan and Izzy hug. Another day, Megan and Izzy walk the dogs outside.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness. They are smart and wily creatures.
I never even knew you liked dogs.
But you know we had a dog before you were born, right?
You did?
Yeah. Well, he was mostly Dad's dog. Gus, he was a basset hound.
Why am I just hearing about this?
I can't believe Mom never talks about Gus.
Or Dad. She's just worried what Ken will think, and I think she's probably very sad. What was Gus like?
Oh, he was the very best. He was obsessed with the mailman. He had these velvet ears. Passed gas, it would clear a room.
He sounds perfect.
He really was. I remember when he died, he told me the story about how Gus had crossed over to the other side of the Rainbow Bridge and how he was playing with puppies on the other side. I wasn't really sure if I bought it, to be honest with you, but I could tell it made Dad feel better, so I went along with it.
That's sweet. I wish I had more memories with Dad like you do.
Hey, you know I'd love to talk with you about that stuff, like any time, right?
I'm really glad we're doing this, you know, hanging out as sisters.
Me too. Hey, do you remember that time we went roller skating?
Oh, how could I forget? You taught me everything I know. I remember being so nervous for Leslie Parker's roller derby themed party. And then look at me, I crushed seventh grade. Pretty much a big deal now. I don't know what I would have done if you didn't teach me how to stop.
Later, Megan's on the phone with Yuki.
Guess who Troy Graves and his moolah want to meet with tomorrow?
You.
Oh, that is the best news!
I told him all about your sister Fixer project. He loves this idea of a crowdsourcing decisions app.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm still very much in, you know, the strategy and development phase, but it is going so well. I mean, the change in Izzy's life has been unreal.
And that's what the money people like to hear. Go do this. It's my finder's fee on the line.
And it's my second chance. Thank you, Yuki.
Megan hangs up.
Yes!
She pumps her fists. On her phone, she opens the Be Scheduled app.
Okay.
She scrolls through the day's schedule. She closes the app, then opens the Maps app. On the app, she types Rossmore College. A pin appears on the map. Megan closes it, smiles, and walks off. Later at the college, Dominic speaks in a lecture hall.
Okay, so we've been talking about the five steps of the psychology of change.
Students take notes.
Contemplation. Contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. Now, while the steps sound like a steady forward progression,
Megan enters.
The model actually represents a spiral because individuals are individual. Each marches to the beat of their own drummer. Recycling through the steps is often the rule, not the exception.
He spots her and she waves from the back of the room.
Okay, read chapters 14 to 18 by next class. Have a great weekend, everyone.
He looks up and smiles at her. She smiles back. Soon, they exit the college together.
Thank you.
Auditing my intro into psych class.
Yeah, a little bit. Something you said actually stuck with me. Do you worry that Izzy's, you know, kind of destined to cycle back through the stages of change?
Well, do you?
They walk on the campus.
Kind of. I mean, think about it. Historically, she's been a pretty... Wait, you're doing that thing. You're doing that thing where you're going to make me answer my own questions again. I'm not falling for it. Hey, I actually have some news. I have a meeting with a startup investor tomorrow.
Wow, congrats. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Funny enough, Izzy M. Inc. actually gets the credit. The concept is life coached by committee, except, you know, in an app format.
And what does Izzy think?
Oh, I mean, we're still in the talking concept stage. I'll let her know when there's something to know.
Oh, a heads up wouldn't hurt.
It's early, you know. I don't want to jinx anything. Besides, if it goes forward, I'd involve her in the development process. Yeah, sister win.
He tilts his head.
Well, if you think so, but I think Izzy's in this for the sisterly bonding. Not the business, you know, the emotional connection. She thinks this is real.
It is real. We walked rescue dogs the other day. It was a very bonding moment.
She reaches into her bag and pulls out a wrench.
Thanks again. No more drinks.
She hands it to Dominic. Thanks.
You could have returned this at the next board meeting.
Oh, I was in the neighborhood. By way of many other totally unrelated neighborhoods.
She smiles and he eyes her.
You free for dinner tonight?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Oh, there's a fantastic little gourmet market near your place.
Oh, nice. You want to have dinner at a grocery store?
Not quite.
Soon at Megan's apartment, she sits at the kitchen island with a glass of wine.
You did throw me there for a minute.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Megan sips wine as Dominic cooks.
Lois gave me that pan as a gift for Christmas last year. Cannot wait to tell her someone used it.
I take you don't cook.
Oh, I realized after I left the schedule that there's kind of a lot of things that I don't do. Yeah, I don't cook. I don't meditate. Don't really date.
Dominic nods.
It's Lois doesn't teach you any beloved family recipes?
Oh, no, she definitely did. They all just start with a can of soup or some tater tots.
Dominic chuckles.
Not that I blame her. She was pretty busy. She had her hands full raising Izzy and I by herself after her dad died in a heart attack.
Sorry, that's brutal.
Yeah. Look.
Megan opens a heart-shaped locket around her neck.
Dad.
Dominic looks, and inside there's a photo of her and her dad.
He looks like a good guy.
Oh, the best. Like, best guy.
She smiles. Dominic looks her over and she shuts the locket.
My mom gave me this, so I'll always have him close to my heart.
It's nice.
It's kind of crazy to think about it. Just overnight, Lois was a single working mom of an incredibly willful toddler and a very grumpy teen. I remember being just so mad. I was so mad that my dad had died. What a stupid reaction, right?
Seems like a totally normal adolescent reaction.
Yeah, I remember just kind of wanting to push everyone away. It just seemed easier somehow.
And safer?
Yeah.
Dominic plates food.
Didn't want to talk about it. Figured it wouldn't change anything. I remember kind of pretending to process everything. I wanted them to think I had everything under control.
Wanted to think that you could work these out your own way.
Self-reliance is kind of my superpower.
Because you like doing things on your own.
Put it this way. I was already away at college when my mom met Ken. And Izzy was still in grade school. So they formed their own little family unit, and I forged my own path.
And an impressive path, that is.
He hands a plate to Megan.
You know, it's not too late to befriend your mom. You know, tell her how you feel.
She digs in.
I don't know.
She takes a bite and turns to Dominic.
This is so good. What did you put on the chicken?
Don't think I didn't notice you just changed the subject.
Well, I wouldn't ask if I didn't want to know.
He turns away chewing.
Lemon zest. But the secret, I think just a little bit of paprika.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He nods.
I mean, you cooked everything. You didn't have to wash the dishes as well.
They approach the door.
I'm an overachiever.
I do like that about you.
He wears his jacket.
Good night.
Night.
He turns to leave.
Before I forget.
He turns back, leans into Megan, and they kiss.
I've been nervous about
He pulls away and gazes at her. He smiles to himself and turns to the door. He looks back, then leaves. She shuts the door, mouth agape. She turns the lock, smiles to herself, then walks off. Izzy's on a date with Carson.
And so I told Miller, I'll eat you alive for lunch if you mess with my performance compensation with your soft hurdle rates.
He gestures a waiter over.
Actually, I'll order for myself.
I've got it. You just keep bringing the gorgeous. You bring another fresh round of drinks.
She eyes him skeptically.
I looked up your sis. High net worth. Does she need a financial advisor?
You know, you never actually ask about my life.
Connor's taken aback.
Sure. Can you ask your sister if she needs a financial advisor?
Izzy's eyes narrow. She looks off, then down. Daytime in Chicago. A subway rides on a track. At the Lilypad headquarters, Megan looks at Be Scheduled on her phone. She has Troy Graves at 4 p.m. Dominic approaches her.
Are you still using Be Scheduled?
Oh, yeah, I like the structure and order.
You? Really?
Yeah.
I texted you. You didn't text back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. About the other night, I had a really lovely time, but it was unprofessional. It's totally against the board of director bylaws.
You know those bylaws are made up, right?
Yeah, by me. I take them very seriously.
Do you ever not get too much inside your own head?
What? Megan's eyes dart.
My head, my rules. I officially call this meeting to order. Curtis, no old business today. Quick agenda. New business only.
I want to dump Carson. I motioned we do that or whatever.
Huh?
Frank nods.
Told you so. I told you.
Well, I thought you liked Carson. Well, you never did. Why do you want me to? It's a valuable performance metric.
Well, that's not really a way to describe someone.
Do you guys know that Mondays happen every week? Like, every week. They just keep happening. You know, and I show up to the art gallery at 9 a.m. and my life is just...
Yuki sends Megan a text. Troy Graves meeting soon.
And I have a boring day and I scroll boring social media. I'm sorry, Joe, but it's true. Yeah. And then meanwhile, all my friends are just, you know, living their best lives, crashing yacht parties and getting sunburned at music festivals and just making questionable decisions, really cool things that I am not allowed to do.
Okay, Izzy, those are just future regrets.
Well, my past future regrets were good stories. Okay? Not like fixing a shower.
Dominic's eyes widen.
Fixing a shower? I'm so lost.
Day one, we all agreed to keep Izzy's best interests front and center. So, let's open discussions on Izzy's proposals.
These are not proposals. These are complaints.
Either way, we debate the pros and cons and put things to a vote. Robert's rules of order, right?
Yuki texts again. Get that money, girl.
When we reconvene, but I have to go because I have an appointment. No.
What kind of appointment?
There's nothing on your calendar.
An emergency to root canal. I will see you when we reconvene on Monday. I mean, does it hurt?
Who wears a chic wide leg pantsuit to a root canal?
Later, Megan's at the Graves interview.
My father is still stuck in the fossil fuels of last century.
Well, Mr. Graves, those fossil fuels got you some pretty sweet office space.
I think the future is connectivity.
I agree. I am all about in-person connectivity.
No. Like,
Graves shakes his head.
Connecting through our phones. Right. Yuki said you're spearheading a whole life transformation for your own sister. How does that work, exactly?
Drawing upon my time at Be Scheduled.
She opens a tablet.
Skilled board of directors. The mission? A total reorg of Izzy's life. Now, committees were formed to impact every bucket of her life. Career, relationship, appearance. And the same can be true for subscribers to our app using their contacts.
She flips through slides. She smiles and nods at Graves. Nighttime in Chicago. Dominic enters a restaurant. Megan smiles at him from a table.
Please.
She gestures to the seat next to her, and Dominic sits.
You're a regular here.
No, not really. Just kind of seemed like a good idea. Neutral territory. About the other day, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. I shouldn't have said what I did.
About getting so much in my own head? Yeah, like... Totally understand. I'm a complete head case, you know. Sorry, one second. Yeah. Hi, this is Megan.
Megan answers her phone. She gapes.
What?
Her eyes widen.
The police? Yes. Yes, of course. I will be right there. Bye. That was Izzy's apartment manager. Apparently, she threw a little party.
Well, it sounds like a good one if the cops were called.
Soon, Dominic and Megan walk outside.
Wait. No, not the throw pillows.
They enter Izzy's apartment building. Soon they enter Izzy's apartment.
Hello? Come on in.
Izzy opens a bag of microwave popcorn and spills it everywhere. The apartment is a mess and a long-haired man plays guitar on the couch.
What has happened here?
Oh, a party.
Yes, I can see that. Who is this?
Oh, I'm Woody. Short for Woody.
He offers a fist bump.
Our ex-con.
I can hear you.
And then I told you I was done with Carson. I couldn't listen to one more word about arbitration or gross exposure.
So you thought you'd just throw a little soiree to celebrate your newfound singlehood?
Actually, no. This is to celebrate that I quit my gallery job.
Megan knits her brow.
Without consulting anyone on the board, Izzy, you agreed. This was your idea. And then you invited your weird friends over to trash your apartment.
This has been so hard, Meg.
Izzy, once again, you have made a gigantic mess, and you just expect someone else to come in and clean it up. I thought that you had changed.
Izzy frowns, and Megan storms out. Dominic nods at Izzy with a gentle smile and follows Megan out. Izzy turns to Woody, who shrugs. Outside.
Wait a second.
What?
Don't you think you're being just a little hard on Izzy?
Izzy is backsliding or regressing or whatever the term is. All of our hard work, poof, it's gone.
Well, maybe Izzy's just being true to her own nature.
Well, yeah. So then what was the point of this entire experiment?
Granted, this whole thing was a life makeover for Izzy, but you know it's become bigger than that. Do you want to get some dinner? I can cook. We can talk some more.
I'm sorry. I just don't feel like I'm very good company right now. Would it be okay if we talked after the next meeting?
Yeah, of course. I can wait till then.
Megan frowns, then turns and walks off. Daytime at Megan's apartment. Sitting on her stationary bike, she receives a text from Yuki. Call me ASAP, Bree Troy. It has money face emojis.
Hi.
Hi. So,
on a call.
What happened?
Troy wants to jump right into the analysis and planning stage of app development with you taking charge. His lawyers are already talking finances and budget.
Wow. I mean, that is, that's just really fast. You know, I haven't even had a chance to tell Izzy about this yet.
Well, you better fill her in or the press release will.
Okay, Yuki, I feel like maybe I should probably tell you that the Izzy M. Inc. experiment kind of imploded.
Nope, not listening. I don't want to hear how the inspiration for the app is a dud. Be psyched, girl boss. New chapter.
New chapter. Thanks. Hey, guys. So,
later at the Lilypad office.
Before we start, I have news, and it's kind of big, so...
The bored-eyed Megan as she enters.
I'm just suddenly feeling like I've missed something. What's going on? Izzy
stands and approaches Megan.
Izzy, what is happening? What? Why are you...
How could you betray me like this?
What?
Megan furrows her brow.
Curtis, what?
She doesn't know, does she?
Oh, do the honors.
Dominic reads from his phone.
Entrepreneur Troy Graves is partnering with startup hotshot Megan Moore to develop a revolutionary life coach by committee app. Quote, Megan brings unprecedented skill to the creation of this product, just as she did with her unorthodox approach of applying the principles of business to successfully overhaul her own sister's life.
Izzy cries.
Press release goes on to list some examples of how the app can capitalize on them.
And they use Izzy's full name too, which is wrong.
You guys, I very much understand that this looks really bad, but please let me explain. The press release was really not supposed to come out this soon. It should not have mentioned you. But listen, when I tell you about this, you're going to be excited.
Megan smiles.
Excited? Yeah. No, you used me.
Izzy frowns.
Izzy M. Inc., this board, the whole thing was just for your own career resuscitation.
No. Not even close. Izzy, the whole investor thing of it all, that started after we began. This has always been about helping you.
Helping me or helping me become you?
Megan's eyes narrow and she shakes her head.
My whole life, I looked up to perfect Megan, but she didn't even know I was there. I just got left behind.
I was left behind. You always had Mom. You had Ken.
You know, Mom would always say that, oh, we don't got to worry about Megan. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
Oh, really? Mom said that?
Yeah.
Figures.
Yeah. And what does that mean for me, huh? That I'm the screw-up? Because maybe I should just own it.
Izzy, I had no idea.
Of course not. Because up until a few months ago, we barely spoke.
Izzy shrugs.
Are you embarrassed of me?
No. No.
Because I thought that this whole experiment would bring us together and make me more like you, and that I would fit more into your bubble, and like you would like me.
Of course I like you. Who wouldn't like you?
Yeah, but you know what I learned through all this? I might be a disaster, but I'm a happy disaster. Megan All you care about is being perfect and on schedule and making sure you have everything right. But you don't even know what happiness feels like. But I know that doesn't really matter to you because you're on top now as a big CEO. What does it matter about the casualties along the way?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yoo-hoo! Anyone in here?
Lois enters.
Oh, I do love a designer bargain. Oh, is this the sample sale? Oh.
Izzy rushes over and hugs her mom.
Pitsy, what are you doing here? Frank? Megan, what is going on?
Izzy can fill you in. Mom. And I resign. Effective immediately. So, Curtis, maybe you...
Curtis looks at her and shakes his head. Megan nods. Right. She leaves. The board hang their heads.
Megan.
Lois watches as Megan leaves. Tears stream down Izzy's cheeks. Lois hugs her. Clouds sit in a blue sky over the city. At Megan's brownstone apartment. She lies on a couch with a sleep mask on. She wears a one-piece white pajamas. She raises her sleep mask.
Izzy?
She throws the mask off and hurries to the door. Curtis stands outside. Megan smiles and opens the door for him.
I tried to stay mad, but my mom wisely said, to err is human, to forgive, divine.
I don't think Beverly
sent over a fresh batch of booch.
He holds up a jug-shaped bottle. Come on. She smiles and Curtis enters. Soon they're in the kitchen. Megan grabs glasses.
I really screwed up, didn't I?
Pretty much.
She opens the kombucha.
What happened after I left?
And pours some.
Board's dissolved. Experiment over. I did get to hang out with Lois, though.
She closes the jug.
I believe she didn't try to take over. It's kind of Lois's MO.
Izzy didn't want her to.
She hands a glass to Curtis.
Man, I really messed up with Izzy. I have no idea how to make this up to her.
Can't help you there.
They both sip the kombucha.
Hey, I have some other kind of bad news, which is that
She hesitates.
I decided not to take Troy Graves' money. It just didn't feel like the right thing to do anymore. I'm sorry.
Oh, I wasn't coming with you anyway.
Megan's eyes widen and dart.
What? Why not?
You weren't the only one secretly taking meetings.
Curtis smiles.
Curtis!
I got a social media job at the Initiator Press.
Megan smiles and gestures towards him.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
She rounds the kitchen island to him.
Good job, Curtis.
She pats his shoulder and sits next to him.
So what are you gonna do?
I don't know. But you know what? I am overdue doing this.
She opens her Be Scheduled app.
Bye-bye, Be Scheduled.
She clicks Delete App.
Izzy's right.
She puts her phone down.
I am the tragic one. I've been so busy trying to have control over absolutely everything that I haven't been living.
Well, like my mom always says, you need to go find your smile.
Curtis, your mom.
She hesitates, considers, then smiles.
Curtis, your mom's right.
She always is.
He smiles and they toast their glasses and sip. Later, on a rainy day, Megan sits with Lois at a cafe.
We should have told you, Mom.
Well, I knew something was going on. I call it mom tuition.
Megan nods.
Believe me, I was happy that you girls were spending time together, but I didn't know you had formed a corporation. We're having board meetings, which is a very clever idea, actually.
Lois lowers her gaze.
Just a little sad you didn't want me to be a part of it.
I'm sorry, Mom. I am. I do know what it feels like to be excluded.
Honey, I never meant for you to feel left out of the family. You just always seemed like you didn't need us.
That's not true.
You're so together. Whereas Izzy is... Izzy.
I know.
They both smile.
And I know how you must have thought I was playing favorites. But I love each of my girls equally.
Megan subtly smiles.
Thank you, Mom. I think I actually did need to hear that, so...
She breathes deeply and wells up.
I miss Dad.
I do too.
And by the way, I do know that you were just
doing the best you could with Izzy. I get that now.
And you were doing the best you could with your board of directors thing.
Yes, but really, I think I was just trying to become a version of you. Just swoop in, try to fix everything. And...
Megan sips a coffee. Yeah.
We're fixers no more because little baby bird Izzy has blown the nest.
Really?
Yeah.
She's still not really speaking to me.
Well, I told her you weren't doing the app anymore, but she does still have that voodoo doll in her bedroom.
Lois grimaces.
Looks remarkably like you, actually.
Lois shrugs.
She's very talented when she's mad. She did sign up for a yoga teacher training course, and she's studying to get her esthetician license.
Lois nods.
She did pass ear piercing.
Wow.
Megan smiles.
She's giving herself options. That's very smart.
Yeah. And she missed her friends in that nutty home she was in before. So she negotiated herself out of that new apartment lease if she promised to clean it up, and she did.
Wow.
Woody helped her paint, and your art friend Dominic, he fixed a cabinet door. He is so handy, that man.
Mm-hmm. Didn't realize that Izzy and Dominic were still in touch.
Yeah, seems so. Izzy said the whole board is still friends.
Megan smiles and nods.
It's good.
And Izzy is not getting back together with Woody. After the whole Carson thing, she decided to go boy sober for a while. And she's dating herself. Like that's gonna get me grandchildren.
Mom.
I'm kidding. I can joke, you know.
Oh, I know.
Oh, look at this.
Lois looks at her phone and turns it to Megan. It's a photo of Lois, Ken, and Izzy.
She looks great.
Well, yes, but look, her feet aren't on my couch.
She's found her own path.
About time.
Megan and Lois share a smile.
Hey, I was thinking after this, we could maybe go on a mother-daughter bonding experience?
Lois shows off a big ring. Megan gapes and smiles. Daytime at a wedding dress shop. Lois sits as Megan exits a changing room in a wedding dress.
Oh, you look beautiful.
They drink champagne.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lois helps Megan onto a platform.
You know, there's so many other ways to have champagne. For example, we could go somewhere and I could buy you some.
Please let me live out my fantasy of being mother of the bride.
Okay, fine.
Megan smiles, turns, and looks at herself in the mirror.
All right. You got me. I admit it. I guess this is kind of fun. If only because of how weirdly happy it makes you.
You know, I really like that Dominic fella.
Yeah, I really did too. It's just one of the many things I've screwed up lately.
Megan sips her champagne. Megan spots a pamphlet for Lockhart Event Space.
Hey, Mom. Mm-hmm. I'm having an idea about Izzy and her upcoming birthday.
Megan points at the pamphlet.
It involves getting the gang back together and a whole lot of apologizing / explaining that I have to do.
She taps on her champagne glass. Later, Frank exits his car and carries 3 boxes of pizza. He rings the bell to Megan's apartment and she answers. She opens the door and welcomes him inside. She takes the pizza boxes, he smiles and enters. Elsewhere, Jilla pours through racks of clothing. Megan pops up and hands her a suit. Jilla gapes, sighs, smiles, and takes it. At a cafe, a massive tea is handed to Patsy, who types on a computer. She looks up and smiles at Megan, who smiles back. At the college, Megan enters a lecture hall with an apologetic look. The professor speaking is not Dominic, it's a woman. She frowns and exits. Nighttime in Chicago. Lights flash on a colorful wheel. A person roller skates with light-up wheels. Izzy is blindfolded.
Hey, Dad, where are...
She's guided through shimmering silver streamers.
No.
Balloons adorn the wall. She walks with Lois and Ken. Lois unblindfolds Izzy. A group of people cheer for Izzy, including Woody, and the board without Dominic and Megan. She gapes and smiles.
This is better than anything we could ask for.
Oh, it wasn't us. It was all Megan.
Happy birthday, Izzy. Happy birthday.
Lois removes Izzy's jacket, and she rushes over to the board. They group hug.
I can't believe it.
She wears a silver dress. She rushes over to Woody. They dance, then hug each other.
Hey, happy 30th, Iz.
She smiles at friends.
What are you doing here?
What's up? Happy birthday.
She gapes and smiles at the people there for her.
Oh my goodness. Hi.
Happy birthday.
I've seen you guys before. Hi.
She approaches Megan hesitantly, who stands holding roller skates.
Hi. Hey. I know you love a party. It's just... seemed a lot more, you know, like you, surprises and all.
Izzy smiles and nods.
I owe you a really big apology. I do. as I am. I tried to change you, and I absolutely never should have done that.
Izzy tears up.
Izzy, you have the biggest heart, and I just hope that there's still room in it for me.
Megan hands the roller skates over to Izzy. Izzy smiles and takes them.
Well, I did come to you asking for my life to be transformed before my 30th birthday. And it is. Just maybe not the way either of us imagined.
Megan has wet eyes.
I hope you know that you changed my life, too.
Oh, yes, I know. You don't have a big stick up here.
I was going to say I learned to live a little.
They share a smile. Megan wipes her eyes.
I love you just the way you are.
I love you.
The sisters hug.
Can we have lemon drop shots now?
Yes. Let's invite Mom.
Soon at the bar, Lois and the sisters do a shot.
Bring it in. Cheers, guys.
They clink glasses and drink. Later, the board members all dance together. Ken and Lois watch on from a distance.
I'm just so proud of my girls, even though it wasn't a very conventional route to family togetherness.
Has anything about this family ever been conventional?
No, now that you mention it, no.
You ladies keep me on my toes. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Ken and Lois clink glasses and drink. People walk and mingle through the space. Lights glimmer off a disco ball.
So I have this credit card now, and it gives you 2% back. You spend the money, and then they give you some money back. I'm like, what? I'm going to save that money. I'm going to take it. I'm going to use it to go to Peru. I'm going to see these llamas. I'm going to sleep with the llamas. You know what? There's so much to share with you. I'll tell you back at the house, okay? Bye, Rumi.
A woman walks off, and Izzy smiles.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Megan joins.
Hey. So I invited Dominic. I was sure he would show up for you.
Oh, he has shown. But I think it's for you.
What? Megan turns and Dominic's behind her.
Happy birthday, Ace.
Thanks.
Izzy smiles and walks off.
Sorry, I'm late. My schedule's been all screwy this week. I had to switch lectures with a colleague.
Of course. Just...
Megan smiles.
Didn't think you were coming.
Miss this? Never.
She shakes her head.
I made a mistake. You warned me and I didn't listen.
I think you served your time.
So you're not mad?
It wasn't in my place to be mad at you. I was always the independent director on Izzy's board.
She smiles at him.
I'm sorry I went so hot and cold, and then I pushed you away. Just a terrible force of habit.
I know.
He nods.
And now?
She grins, takes his jacket, puts it down, and takes his arm.
Come with me.
They walk off. Soon, they slow dance together.
You know, I never really understood that John Lennon quote. I think it's from when he was young and they were asking him what he wanted to be when he grew up, and he said, I just want to be happy.
She looks at Dominic and beams.
I think I get it now.
Goldie Hawn said that.
No, she didn't.
She did. It's okay.
Dominic twirls Megan.
So, what's next?
It seems like we're dancing.
I meant with work.
Oh, well. I'm going to partner with Curtis and his mom and take her kombucha brand nationwide.
And then what?
I don't know. I just want to be in good company.
She smiles, and they gaze at each other. Dominic leans in, and they kiss passionately. Will you still kiss me? They pull apart and gaze at each other. They share a smile as they continue dancing. Izzy spots them and smiles widely. Credits. Describe video provided by One Extra. Starring Rachel Lee Cook as Megan, Daniela Monet as Izzy, and Leonidas Gouloptis as Dominic. More credits follow. Copyright 2025, Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC. All rights reserved. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.